You think there's a cabin there? I don't think so.
Well, it's been there for as long as I can remember. I've heard of it being there.
I've been down there, but not for many years.
Maybe I was too excited to notice the cabin.
Well, you see, after all, the lakes are quite long when you start to think about it.
You didn't get down to where the cabin was, because it's just at the upper end of the... I guess which way it is? This way, anyway. Closest to the springs here is the end that we got the moose down there. It was a nice walk down there.
No, I'm sure that
belongs to me. Did you ever walk down to there?
Or
didn't you? No, it's pretty down in there. Swampy. There's quite a lot of swamp to go through to get there. Isn't it still? Is it just swampy to get down to the lake?
We had to go through there. I've only been there once. That was the first summer I worked there. Now months and landed down there. And we went down to Ned Brown's old fort. A bunch of us from the...
Those days we dressed when we went out, you know, wore shoe packs. I had shoe packs on and heavy socks and very heavy pants on.
I know the cabin's still there because one of the girls that worked here last summer, before she went back to town, she just wanted to live out.
Oh, I see.
And so she went to and stayed at the cabin. I forgot her name.
How long were you at that for?
I forgot. I can't remember. But she was a very lovely girl. I liked her.
Just little boys.
During that time, a big thunderstorm came, and I knew how she dreaded it because she was quite frightened. So I couldn't help but think how frightened she would be. But she came out but she was glad to get back.
Yeah, I bet she was. This is a beautiful sunny evening when we were down there, just one of those crisp fall evenings, you know. I really enjoyed that walk down there. We always come over in September when we go. Not in September when we'd make our last trip over this way. Once a year.